previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
Okay, best behavior, folk. It is Alcoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. We've got guests in studio, and so, you know, of course, crossing all our I's, dotting our T's, dotting our I's. Best behavior. It's a new chapter for the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber with a new president officially at the helm. Kelvin Naidoo, who's been serving as acting president since the start of the year, was formally elected at the Business Chamber board meeting just last week on the 11th of June. And he brings with him a wealth of experience, not only as the technical director of AutoX, but also as the lead behind the Chamber's local economy reinvention think tank, which has played a critical role in shaping some of the Chamber's forward-thinking strategies. So he joins us this morning to talk about the road ahead for the Chamber, for the city, as well as the business community at large. Mr. Kelvin Naidoo, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you, Lee. It's an honour to be here.
So let's just jump straight in and get a broad idea in terms of what's happening within our metro. You've had a front row seat in navigating some of the challenges facing Nelson Mandela Bay. From your perspective, what's the real state of the metro right now? And then going into my second question, I'll ask you whether you think it can be fixed. So just give us just a broad kind of overview in terms of your perspective.
Yeah, so like most cities in the country, we see significant operational and service delivery issues. We have decaying electricity infrastructure. We've got problems with water and sanitation. Safety and security, logistics. But this is not unique to the city. This is something we see countrywide. Mm. The recent Auditor General's report highlighted these issues. But we have a way forward. Our city is one of the most flexible. We've got scale that makes it easier to implement some of the fixes. If you take the big cities like Johannesburg, I wouldn't even know where to start. Mm. We are small enough that we can implement a plan. We also have a very diverse and closely interacting private sector and collaborate very, very closely with civil society, local governments, and because of the reputation of our business chamber and the size of our manufacturing industry, we also have the ear of national and provincial government. So, yes, we have problems, but we can fix it.
I love the solutions-driven approach. I mean, you said, yes, it can be fixed. We can sort them out. So let's look at your new role and how you're going to approach those challenges. You know, as you formally step into the position of president, what do you see as your key priorities for the chamber and for business in the metro? And would they then, I'm assuming, they'd be aligned to the challenges?
Correct. So firstly, strategy is usually a much longer time frame than the tenure of the president. So rather than change what we're doing, one of my key priorities is to maintain what we've started. A few years ago, the business chamber re-looked at its approach and strategy under Denise Van Hestien's leadership as CEO, and put in place a very solid strategy of fixing the city, creating an enabling environment, and then uniting business, local governments, civil society in the key areas that we face as challenges. So, for instance, we've got an electricity task team focusing specifically on electricity. We've got a task team looking at water and sanitation, infrastructure, safety and security. These are the big issues that business and society faces right now. In addition to that, we've put together several geographic clusters where businesses in geographic regions can work together to address their specific problems. So the first approach is, or the first step is to maintain what we're currently doing. Well, the Nelson Mandela Business Chamber is also recognized for its thought leadership, and we'll be continuing to promote that. Our board is one of the strongest we've had in a very long time. We've got some very influential business leaders on our board, and collectively we can contribute to thought leadership, not just in the city, in the country as well.
I love that. I love that you've got, you know, faith in the solid strategy plan, and that you're looking, you know, in terms of just continuing with that rather than changing and, you know, fixing what's not broken, essentially.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm an engineer, and one of the first things you taught is if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, Calvin, just moving on to the next question. What is your message to business who have maybe frustrated with enabling environmental issues such as the lack of service delivery infrastructure, shortcomings and logistics inefficiencies?
Yeah, I think firstly we need to understand that we're actually better than we really than we may perceive ourselves. Having a successful business in the environments we're operating in now makes us some of the most successful, resilient businesses in the world, right? I think our businesses survived COVID better than most of the most businesses overseas. We survived the Japanese tsunami. We survived the riots a few years ago. So we're resilient, and we often fail to recognize that. So using those strengths, businesses need to constantly scan the environments, understand the risks that's approaching, and then use the agility and adaptability that we've proven that we have to compensate for that or to cater for that. But at the same time, we also have a very strong business chamber with the task teams that I alluded to. We've got the geographic clusters. So participate in these forums. The more businesses that participate in the forums, the louder our voice. The louder our voice, the easier it is to implement change. And the Business Chamber's principle of pragmatic collaboration makes us one of the more successful chambers in the country, and we're able to influence change much more readily. And just some simple examples, you know, we're one of the few, in fact, I think we're the only metro that is able to protect industry from load shedding up to stage four. So that helps the economy, that helps keep us going. We had a problem last year with fuel pricing, where the city was declared an inland zone, which increased our fuel pricing. We were able to use our influence to lobby to have that reversed. So the more businesses that participate on these forums, the stronger our voice gets and the easier it is for us to implement these changes.
Sounds like obviously a lot of positives in that, Calvin. So that said, do you believe that this is a Bay of opportunity?
Oh, most definitely. We have some unique assets very few cities in the world have, and we've got two ports. We've got a brilliant tourism infrastructure. We've got things that people want to come to. We've got a diverse economy. We've got a very integrated industrial manufacturing ecosystem. And on top of that, we are the most fixable city.
Calvin, I'm just going to jump in before we close, because Cornelius is already signaling to me that we're running out of time. It is June the 13th, Friday the 13th, more specifically. We had asked listeners to send through pics of their black cats because they get a bad rap for being unlucky. You know this. I don't know if you have a black cat, but what I do know is that everybody has a fear. And with you being in your new position and with all the curveballs that Nelson Mandela Bay can throw at us, whether it is water leaks, power outages, or potholes that can swallow small cars, you know, what is your biggest fear as you step into this role?
My biggest fear is we start giving up. collectively as a city, as business.
Oh, damn it. I thought you were going to make me laugh, and now you made me really think hard. That is deep, and that is beautiful, very insightful. Yes, we certainly cannot give up.
I do have two black dogs.
Oh. Yeah. That's just Charlton.
Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there. The new president of the Business Chamber, Nelson Mandela Bay, Calvin Naidoo, joining us this morning. Calvin, thanks for joining us and wishing you all the best in your new role as president.
And thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.